What can we not live without anymore? That's the backbone of this week's topic on Bracket Buddies, the show where we debate random topics, bracket style, until we somehow arrive at an ultimate winner. My name is Ashton, and as always, I am joined by my co-host, Jake. Hello. How are you doing this week, Jake?
I'm a little under the weather, so ignore my sniffles. Sorry.
We will not ignore them. We will make fun of them, but okay. as you should expect. But before we begin, I want to apologize for the delay for this week's episode. Honestly, we were minutes from starting our recording about a week ago, and my computer decided to completely crash. So after multiple panic attacks and several hundred dollars later, I've gotten everything back up and running, and we're ready to give the people what they want, which is fresh content. Speaking of which, what are we talking about this week, Jake?
We're talking about inventions, man.
All right.
So we took a bunch of inventions that we thought about. So probably not very good ones. I don't know. We're not we're not super techie. But inventions from that we tried to stick to post 1950, right? Is that a rule?
We're around there. Go easy on us if you have like a great uncle who had a patent in 1949. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So we just threw them in a bracket with it. This is all arbitrary. And there's like probably 1,000 inventions that are better than our best invention. So
yeah, the truth is I think we describe ourselves as maybe like geeky, but we're not like nerdy enough to like know the best inventions. And I'm sure as you listen, you'll be like, how can you not mention X or Y or whatever? So obviously, you know, email us your suggestions of what we miss. But if this is your first time joining us, here's how the sausage is made. The topics are random, just like this one, and the rules are simple. There are no rules.
The rules are simple. We let cats destroy cardboard boxes behind
in the background.
Yeah, just or step hang on. The desk. I'm gonna take care of that real quick.
Oh, that's our guest, by the way.
We'll cats out of the bag.
So every episode, we're going to pick a subject out of a hat, and then our panel of three, made up of Jake, myself, and of course our guest and his many cats, we will all debate who should win in a bracket style contest. When we get to the bracket, that's when you'll see all of our stubbornness come out. If one of us can somehow convince the other two to let a 16 seed upset a 1 seed, then by all means, that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, and you can follow us, follow along and play. I'm gonna post the bracket on Twitter at Bracket Buddies before the podcast starts, so you can look at it, play along, you know, yell at us to say that, you know, that's not fair, this should make it to round four or whatever. Are there four rounds? Sure. Lastly, if you get mad at us, you can tweet at us. I mean, if you agree with us, you could also tweet at us, but it's way more fun if you're
that would be nice.
I like it more when people disagree with me, honestly. But you can tweet us or you can email us at bracketbuddies@gmail.com.
Yep. So since our last episode, Jake and I went to work and came up with our nominations. We're not doing the nomination segment anymore because, again, it was boring as hell. And so for this week's topic, we had somebody come in, as always, to help us with our debates. And this week we brought in an old friend of mine who I've been trying to get on the podcast pretty much since the beginning, my old friend Jones. So, Jones, how have you been?
I'm good. Hello.
Hi, Jones.
Podcast. Got everything taken care of?
Yeah. Now the cat's trying to get into a bookcase. So
the cat is out of the bag.
It's out of the bag and now into the bookcase.
A new saying born right here. Yeah, I want regular updates on what the cat's doing throughout the pod. So please.
All right. Well, he's after Hemingway right now.
All right. Perfect. So before we get to the topic, Jones, what are you up to these days?
The girlfriend's out of town this weekend, so I'm doing an enormous amount of gaming, and it's extremely refreshing. Other than that, I'm going to the vet, taking care of this dog. I got a freaking cat over here who's trying to learn how to read, and and life's good, man.
Good.
Good. So, I guess we'll go to the topic. If we open this up to best inventions of all time, who do you think the clear winner would be?
Best inventions of all time. I mean, are we including
everything?
I don't know. try to not say
including things on our list.
Or no, let's try not to do. How about stuff from the beginning of time? Let's not
just say things before 1950. I don't know.
Things this before was 1950.
Question. We didn't think this out very well.
Mm. Well, here's the reason, because a couple weeks ago we did Harry Potter fights and we agreed that Dumbledore would have just destroyed the entire field. So there were a couple that we thought of doing inventions of all time. And then immediately we were like, wow, there's stuff on here like fire.
It's gotta be antibiotics, right?
Or something. I don't know. I mean, water, clean water. So we were just curious if water, something when you were thinking of that, you're like, yeah, there's no doubt this would be, you know, the greatest invention of all time.
Well, I think it would probably be something we discussed today. But if I'm looking at the entirety of humanity, I would say either the written word,
okay,
or communication through images. That's what I would say.
Very cool.
Okay,
because that's how community began and survived,
and will probably deteriorate. and that's actually, just fake news. Yeah, excuse me. My girlfriend Ashley, she said a couple days ago, and I don't even think she knew what we were doing this episode, but she said whoever invented music was the greatest person of all time, and I couldn't disagree with her, because like you said, it brings people together and across all nations. We just recently saw the
I really think it's antibiotics.
Okay. Also brings people together. So speaking of, you know, we did stuff in the past. Now let's talk about stuff that just happened. We just saw a Tesla get rocketed into space. Jones, did you think that this would be mankind's crowning achievement by 2018?
We saw Tesla get rocketed into space.
Did you not hear about this?
Where have you been, man?
Man, first week on my new job. I just have been away from the news. When did this happen?
It happened on, Wednesday? I think
so. Yeah.
And is it a car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the largest rocket in history, they launched it up and it orbited what? The Earth or the Moon?
I don't know. All I saw was a headline that a Tesla was literally like, I think, orbiting Earth. And I was like, what? And my basic thought was just because he could.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. It is cool though, because at work, I'm down in Florida, so you could see it from work. We all went outside and saw it launching up, and it's pretty wild.
That's awesome. And other than the fact that it was by one of the modern inventors of our time, I included this question because I knew you were down there, so I did not realize. My co-host had no idea, but
is he really an inventor, or more of a I have a lot of money and you please do this for me because it sounds awesome?
He's a Steve Jobs in that way.
Yeah.
You might be right. You might be right. Jake, what's our last question, and we'll get on to the topic.
What invention are you most looking forward to in the next 50 years?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
Basically, what are you pissed off doesn't exist yet?
What invention am I least looking forward to in the next 50 years?
Oh, okay.
Okay, that too.
Because I have so many of those. I have a long list of that. I'm not looking forward to self-driving cars. I like driving. I don't want that to go away. I'm not looking forward to AI that can replace emotions. That freaks me out.
Terrifying, yes.
Part of me is really scared. Well, I'm going to stop because I'm going to get into topics we're going to touch on, I'm sure.
I was going to say, are we getting you into a weird mood that's
yes! out of it? I'm afraid.
All right. Well, with that said, I guess that's my signal. We need to get to our actual bracket, which, again, we're doing inventions, give or take, in the last 50, 60. I mean, shoot, the thing is, when I think of 30 years ago, I think of 1970. But honestly, that was the 90s, which is terrifying. So the stuff that happened since about the 1950s, just, you know, modern-esque inventions. So we're going to go ahead and get to the bracket. And let me find our actual bracket. So our first matchup, and we seeded this. We do this arbitrarily every year, time, but this time I did a little bit of research and I tried to figure out when these actually got invented. It doesn't necessarily mean when they became popular, because we'll get into some of that, but when these kind of originally became invented. So our oldest and number one seed invention is going to be the microwave versus one of our newcomers, Which is more of an idea, but we agreed that it is technically an invention because it's changed the way people do things. And that is our 16 seed, which is ride sharing services. So, Jake, you actually came up with the idea for ride sharing services, and you may have even came up with microwave too. So why don't you start us off?
I didn't. Did I come up with a microwave? I don't know. Either way, you know, microwaves are convenient, but they make your food taste bad, usually.
Okay.
90% of the time. So I want to go with ride sharing services because it's very convenient for me. And I like
for you.
Yes. And for everyone. But yeah, I used an Uber to get back from a bar on Thursday and to go to work on Friday.
To your new job.
Yes.
All right, well, I'll go next. I love your reasoning, and truth be told, I took an Uber last night. So because of ride sharing services, I think I'm out of jail right now. Although I agree that microwaves can make your food not taste as good as they should, the convenience is just so incredible. And Jones mentioned he likes to drive, and I don't live in a big city like you, Jake, so Ubering is not as convenient as it can be. As it is definitely not as convenient as throwing in some, you know, bagel bites in the microwave. So
you gotta oven bake that. That's if you want them to taste good, you gotta go bites.
Because otherwise, hey, how are you gonna get them?
That crisp tray is bullshit. Yeah.
You want to barely burn the pepperoni cube.
I like how we're calling it pepperoni. Are we sure what that is?
Pepperoni cube.
Yeah. I know pepperoni is not normally cute, but either way, I'm still going to go with the microwave because it existed. Like it saved my my skin a ton of times in college. You know, a quick microwavable lunch, and then you get to class late. And I didn't need a ride sharing service back then. So microwave is going to move on.
Okay.
For me, which means,
you know what? I'll let Jones talk, and then I'm going to try and change your mind if I need to. But
and that's fine. That is how
I'm already going to succeed at that, I think.
But before we do that, Jones, you're our guest, and this is one of the reasons we bring you in, is we need a tiebreaker. Who do you think's moving on?
All right. I mean, ride-sharing services moving on. Microwave, I don't even have one in my abode. You know why? Because I have, like, two other things that'll heat up food. I got a stove and an oven. And I can pour hot water out of a sink and heat stuff up that way if I need to.
Yeah. And
I also look at ride sharing services as the start of something much bigger, because in the future we will have self-driving vehicles. I think this is a viability test for a market that doesn't exist yet, in that, like, the way that we will likely end up sharing cars together that we don't own together, that are not being driven by anyone because they're not owned by anyone. And that's the same thing as Uber. But in the future, no one's going to own the cars, I think. That's what I think. I think you'll subscribe to a car.
Yeah. Also, microwaves suck. I love that next on the list of things millennials are killing, microwaves is going to make the list.
Really?
It seems like more and more people are going away from microwaves. I have one. I use it all the time. But
what is it, dude?
But it sucks.
Which one do you use more?
What is it? What are they blasting? What is happening? I've read the wiki on it. I don't
like it. I'm not a doctor, but I believe what they're blasting is microwaves.
I don't like that. What are they?
There's a they call it nuking. That's the
thing. Right. It's radiation in your home cooking your food.
My big hang up on microwaves is that nothing tastes good after you microwave it.
Yeah.
Put a french fry in the microwave and then tell me
no, that's the worst.
That you wouldn't rather drink orange juice after brushing your teeth.
This is a small list of things that come out better from the microwave.
Hey, guys, I'm not disagreeing. It's not like I'm making a dinner for a date in the microwave. I'm just saying the convenience. And now I'll say this, and Jake, you may remember when, maybe not when we were roommates, but definitely when I was roommates with another one of our friends, Ross, I had a small toaster oven. And I've never even used an oven, I think, in my life, because this toaster oven is the perfect size and it does everything I need.
I love my toaster oven. If this was the toaster oven and not microwave, this would be a completely different conversation because I fucking love the toaster oven.
Yeah, toaster I don't think I've ever used an oven ever. So, but the microwave I've definitely used. Now, I will say cleaning a microwave is, God, it's the worst. So you guys have you haven't swayed my vote completely, but we are moving on 2-1. Ride-sharing services, newcomer. Upset.
Yeah, big upset.
Moves on. Our second matchup is going to be, and again, this is one of those, like, please, we want your tweets, we want your feedback, we want your emails, but don't fucking bitch at us about the, you know, little details here or there. Our 8 seed is going to be the personal computer, which I believe, according to my expert, you know, research, kind of came out in 1960 or 1976, 1977, versus the 3D printer. Which, that's an even bigger question. When did that actually start coming out? But we're kind of talking about the 3D printer that came out, that's been more popularized probably in the last 5 to 10 years. So, Jones, you went last in our previous round, so I'll let you go first this time.
I mean, it's kind of tough. I'm coming in pretty neutral on this because 3D printer, the modern day 3D printer wouldn't exist without the personal computer. Personal computer. I'm going to have to say personal computer because, I mean, it is, it's just, look at our lives now, and that all started with the personal computer. 3D printer, I think, will be pretty big in the future, but, you know, we live in this present, I suppose. So
I feel like you were trying to be deep there, and then it wasn't.
I thought it was deep. We're just
living today, and today, that's where we are. Yeah, personal right, so computer. Personal. But like a 3D printer, we are totally. I don't know if you've watched like the new Cloverfield movie, but they're
no spoilers.
Wow, well, yeah, tell you they 3D print food, and like really? You know it's coming. You know you're going to be able to 3D print a bagel and you know
and feed the world. That could be big.
Yeah, yeah. Ship filament instead of you know food.
Yeah.
Well, I remember, Jake, if you don't mind me butting in, I remember when we were in college, I started in engineering and I was not smart enough to finish in engineering, but I at least was allowed in the engineering building for a little while. And I saw one of the first original 3D printers and it was massive, but it was super cool. And I was nowhere near the, like you had to be a senior and you had to have a doctorate and all this other BS to actually use the thing. But I watched a little bit of it and I was just mesmerized at like the stuff they were building with it. And that was 10 years ago at this point. So the stuff that's being created now, I mean, we joke about our cats, but literally animals are getting prosthetic legs that are 3D printed to perfectly match, you know, their body types, and you know, heart valves are made out of 3D printing now. I mean, the stuff that 3D printing is doing, just you know, that I think it's going to become so everyday, so nonchalant in the next 10 to 20 years. We're going to think about 3D printing in the same way that we think about the microwave. I mean, I think we're just kind of just at the tip of the iceberg right now, which is awesome to me. This is one of the things that I wish I was smarter about, because you could literally, like, I have a stupid HP printer sitting right here that I think I've used 3 times. And in the future, I think we're going to have 3D printers sitting there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Desktop instead, which I think is so cool.
Commercially, the price is so low now and you can see the benefits of having it in the future. Like I don't, you know, it's, unless you're a 3D modeler or engineer today, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But, you know, think about how this market's going to be broken. It's going to be online, you know, repositories where people can buy models, print them at home. And that could be, you know, can I print my Nintendo? Can I print this glass or whatever the next materials end up being? There's so much potential for it to totally disrupt the world, I suppose.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird, I think we're going to hit a fork in the road where it's either going to lead to a lot of laziness like Amazon might be creating, like you're not leaving your home, you're not doing anything else.
Fuck you, Amazon is amazing.
Well, you understand my point. Or it could go the opposite way, which is the creativity is just going to explode. Like I'm big into crafting, so I've seen a lot of 3D printing in, you know, cosplay. I think it's just an area that 3D printers have leapt onto immediately. And you can buy, like Jones, you were talking about 3D files that, you know, oh shit, that I don't know, I'm just using this personal experience, but that Batman costume was awesome. And the guy sells you, you know, for $50 his file, and then I print it at home and I build it myself. Like, that is so cool to me. And that's like, yes, that's like the nerdiest version of what this could do. And then of course in the future it could be, oh, I'm sorry, I lost my arm in the war, 3D print me what my arm used to be. And
they're already cool, making prosthetics out of it.
Oh, exactly. That's what I'm just saying, like, from home, you could do
that. Didn't
that
one kid get, like, an Iron Man arm or something?
Man? I mean, how cool is that?
I've seen that.
So I think this is a matchup problem, because unfortunately the personal computer has just revolutionized where we are. So I'm going to agree with Jones and Jake. Maybe you can change our minds if you think the other way. But I think the personal computer, although I think it's becoming obsolete in this situation where we are now, the personal computer still wins.
Yeah, I don't think the personal computer is obsolete in any way. I'm agreeing with both of you, mainly because I just used this topic to learn more about 3D printing, because I really don't know anything about it. I was just kind of listening to you guys talk about its potential and what it does. And I think, you know, my guess is that you wouldn't be able to 3D print without a computer.
Well, okay, fine. There's a lot of things. I mean, we tried to put satellites on here, and then we were like, wait a minute, you can't do like any of these things without satellites anymore. So,
right. Yeah. But either way, I'm going to go back. The computer has changed the world.
Absolutely.
And, right. As of right now, 3D printing has not changed the world. So maybe in a few years.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah.
All right. So the personal computer moves on. That was a fun argument. I mean, and I say argument, it's not like we're, I'm not mad at you guys. That's a topic that maybe 10 years from now it's completely different, which I think is fun. Let's talk about something a little less technological but still just as world changing. Our next matchup is between, and I'm just going to call it what we all know it as, the pill versus the MP3 player.
The pill.
Jones chimes in immediately.
Agreed.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, you know what, I really like music and I like convenience with music, but I really fucking don't want a child.
No contest. The pill.
Really?
The pill.
Wow. I love how quick you guys are just like immediately.
It's called the pill. There's only one that has the in front of it.
Yeah. There's a lot of pills. So can we, full disclosure, Jones, you have 13 kids now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so unfortunately, your religion doesn't allow the pill, but that's right. Why I think you want it so bad. But honestly,
it's a lot of work, but it's rewarding.
all those children are cats, by the way.
One dog.
This just got really weird.
12 cats, one dog.
So I'll if you guys want to move the pill forward, that's fine. I think the MP3 player is one of the greatest things ever invented. So I'm really depressed it's not moving on, but.
Sorry, man. That's a tough matchup. The pill, right, man.
The pill moves on, and I don't want to waste the listeners' time, because maybe everybody agrees with you, and I'm more hesitant.
They agree.
Unless we have a lot of like Mormon listeners, I think they all agree with us.
I think the Mormons.
Somebody's like, "That's the devil." I'm unsubscribing.
The Mormon, the Mormons might agree as well. They just don't want to tell their friends.
All right, so this is a fun one. Our next matchup is between, and again, this is another like, give us a break on when these things actually came out, but we're all in our late 20s, so we're kind of in this mode. In-home video games versus Wi-Fi. So I think I'll go first on this. I love Wi-Fi. I'm using Wi-Fi on like literally four devices as we're sitting right here. I freaking love it. The in-home video game, it could be, we've talked actually, Jake, about doing worst inventions of all time. Video games might be on that list, because what it's done to society, or what you can argue it's done to society. But as far as one of the things I said at the very beginning of this episode of what can I not live without, I think I can live without Wi-Fi.
That's tough.
I think I can.
That's a good point.
The ability not
I was gonna
to have
go Wi-Fi, a video game in now home. I'm thinking backwards in time, and at one point in life there wasn't Wi-Fi and there were video games, and now I don't know if I could do it.
How crazy is this? According to my amateur research, Wi-Fi's been out for about 20 years. It feels less to me.
It does.
It's probably existed that long, but not for regular commercial use.
Of course. Yeah, and it got better. I think 2003 had a big jump, and then the late 2000s, I think even, it's just exponentially gotten better, and more people are literally using Wi-Fi. And of course, then you get the cellular versions of Wi-Fi, which is a whole nother thing. But I think Wi-Fi as I know it, like the in-home or in businesses kind of thing, I mean, obviously it's helped the economy tons, but I just think the way video games continue to evolve, I'm going to have to push it through for me. So, Jones, you were debating, do you want to have Jake try to sway you, or do you want to make a decision?
Yeah, let's hear that. I'm on the fence.
I don't think I'm going to sway either of you. You guys are the gamers on this pod. I'm not a huge gamer. I play, I'll play a game here and there. I have a Nintendo Switch. I think it's fun. Just
no big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to just pick up when, you know, my wife's doing, like, grading papers or something. I can play some Nintendo and not bother her. But I could very easily live without video games. And Wi-Fi is, you know, just amazing. You know, I wouldn't be able to watch Netflix in my bedroom, which I do every night without Wi-Fi.
Admit what you were about to say. You couldn't watch Netflix on the toilet. Like you're able to do.
I don't watch Netflix on the toilet. I read
the
internet on my phone. So I still couldn't do that, but I don't watch Netflix on the toilet.
You're reading the whole internet?
The whole internet. Every time I take a very long time in the bathroom.
You're a speed reader.
Speed reader.
But it's Wi-Fi for me, but it's mostly I like video games, but I could easily live without video games. Mm. I'm also like
okay.
I don't know. They've just never been a huge part of my life other than just hanging out with friends.
Look, I'm having a moral shift now. Cause is it what I could not live without, or is it what the planet could now
there's no rules, it's whatever matters to you, man.
Well, there are no rules, but I am allowed to sway your vote.
I think for the greater good it's Wi-Fi. Because not everyone's a gamer. Jake's not a gamer.
All right. Let me try to sway you back to my side. Because this
start
is
talking
tough.
About Zelda. Because then I'll sway back.
All right. So Zelda.
You know what? I did play the shit out of Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did.
So let's look at video games not as the violent or the stereotypical in your basement playing video games, you know, the things, you know, us in high school, Jones. Let's think of what video games is turning into, what it can be. And even what it kind of started with, you know, the Nintendo Wii, the fact that video games started becoming what could eventually be what you found in nursing homes. You know, when I think of myself, you know, hopefully 50 years from now and I'm drooling on myself, but I'm in a retirement home. I hope that we've reached a point where I can immerse myself in a video game to help my creativity continue. I can go to other worlds. I can do all these other things rather than playing fucking Pekina or whatever with the other inmates.
I like board games.
But my point is, if I could play, and not only that, you have the video games that are on cell phones that are when I say in home, maybe I'm thinking of more like consoles, but I do think that phones have, you know, I sit on the couch while you talk about your wife grading papers, my girlfriend's watching a show that I don't really care about, so I play a video game maybe on my phone. The creativity that comes out of them, the competition between the different makers means that they're constantly getting better. I mean, there are literally video games that have better storylines or cinematics than movies that are, you know, 10 times as much investment. Wi-Fi is cord cutting to me. It's something that means that you just don't have to have a cable. And although it means that yes, you can go to a Barnes and Nobles and maybe hook your, you know, pop open your laptop. The only difference is you don't have to hook a cable up to it. So
you know,
if I had to give up one of these,
I think to the point of video games, I personally, and you guys will probably disagree because you're much larger gamers than me, I think video games were more fun before they went online. Honestly, when you had to sit in a room and like punch your friend for screen looking and stuff. Yeah, that was video games for me. That was when I loved video games.
I get that. I'm like, there's a part of, you know, I miss having a little community of like people that would come over, just friends that would come over and like hang out just to play games. It was like a very, I mean, it's an oddly bonding experience. I made a lot of friends out of video games. I get
absolutely.
That.
Yeah. I mean, I remember we went to a birthday party one time, not a huge gamer at all, but like it was one of the, probably the most fun I ever had at a birthday party. We had like 5 TVs hooked up and, hooked up a bunch of Xboxes and played Halo 2.
Oh yeah.
And it was amazing.
That's the good days.
And it was like, it was such a good time. We were all screaming at each other because you're all in the same room and it's just,
back when LAN parties were casual.
That was
for professionals.
Yeah. I mean, that was so much fun to me. And so going back to those days, you know, I'm reminiscing about video games, but you did make a good point, and that's that Wi-Fi is really just removing a cord, that the service would still be there without Wi-Fi. And honestly, I think Wi-Fi would be more important and better is if we, rather than calling it Wi-Fi, we called it like 4G LTE, like data over like cell phone towers.
That we'll get to
is groundbreaking.
Something. Yeah, we have something coming up that I think includes that and why I didn't.
Yeah,
100% associated with
that. To me, that's a much bigger deal than Wi-Fi, because honestly, my Wi-Fi is only okay in my bedroom because I don't have an amazing router.
That's what when I think of Wi-Fi, I think of like we went to colleges that had Wi-Fi like while walking through the quad, like that was a big deal to them. But was it something that like changed your life? I don't know. We had a dorm where we'd hang out and we'd go down to the friend's dorm that had the Xbox and we play, you know, 2K basketball. Like that was what was important to us. and I'm with you, but all of you, when you're talking about making friends through video games, like, and I'll 100% say I haven't played a video game in months, like with a controller in my hand. Like I really haven't, but
they help shape you because of their
I mean, it's 100%. Like if you ask me again, which one of these could I live without? Video games in my entire life, like I'm hoping if I ever have kids, I can, that will be another version of throwing the ball, hopefully with a future kid.
Oh, weird you to say, better but, believe it.
Yeah. You know what? I'm starting to like swing the other way on video games just because I'm remembering some of these fond memories of childhood, like that video game party, but the insane Mario baseball tournaments we used to have.
what a pull.
Mario baseball. Yeah, I will never forget that shit.
Jones had famous
played, Mario we played party so parties. Much 007 Nightfire on GameCube. I spent 2 days playing Phantasy Star Online with my buddy. Like it was me and 2 other buddies. One of them was about to move to Tennessee, and we just played Phantasy Star Online together, like without sleeping for like 3 days. No showers or anything.
Well, I'll admit,
there's some really good memories that involve video games, and I think that I'm now leaning towards video games.
All right, I'm gonna sway you both back to the other side and with a fell swoop, and that is, I feel like the difference between cell phone coverage and Wi-Fi, that the difference between those two things is that Wi-Fi is universally accessible, so if you want to take part in a cell phone tower usage, you got to have subscription. You got to pay some money because it costs a lot. However, Wi-Fi is just an emission that everyone can access. So you look at how it's changing the world and how it's granting people in places that wouldn't normally have access to libraries or information or, you know, the ability to use the resources at hand. They don't know how to use them, so they can now research it because Wi-Fi is available in places in the world where cell phone data may not be because it's more universally accessible. It's changing the world, whereas video games are just changing entertainment.
I see your really fantastic argument, and I raise you drunken Dragon Ball Z tournaments.
God damn it.
Man.
Which
Budokai Tenkaichi 3.
The one Ashton just said.
Yeah, well, can't argue with that.
All right, video game it is.
And here's the truth, like, and we're seriously in two rounds we'll get to the internet. Like, that is going to be one of our things, and I think we're all kind of in agreement that what we're talking about is a little more encompassing in that. And Jake, I know you don't consider yourself a gamer. The truth is, I'm not a gamer anymore compared to the, you know, Fortnite, which is the new thing. I haven't played
just
a second.
Downloaded
of
it. I'm just gonna play it today.
There's so much I'm behind on, but we will do a video game episode, and it's just going to be us having nerdgasms over all of our LAN parties, and nobody under 25 is going to agree with us, but who cares? So thank you guys for coming to my side. That took a while, but it was worth it. Video games moves on. This is a fun one. All right. So every single week we let our guest give a suggestion. We pick 15 and our guest looks at it and says, you forgot this. And again, this is another one that technically Egypt may have come up with this in like the 12th century, but whatever. So Jones came up with central heating and air, which immediately Jake and I were like, wow, that's great. That's a great invention. And it turns out it kind of came out we kind of figured in the 50s, like air conditioning existed way before that, but like the central, like in the house, and what you see on, like, if you watch HGTC, this is like the 50s, 60s is kind of when it became common. So central heating and air versus another newcomer, streaming services. And of course, what I mean by that is the Netflixes, the Pandoras, the Spotifys, the Hulus, the things that you get without a cable subscription service or having to listen to the radio. So, I've spoken enough. Jones, this was your baby. You want to start? You want to defend yours, or are you a fan of?
I don't feel like I'm gonna need to. I don't feel like I even need to defend it, because I feel like we're all gonna agree that I made the right choice here. This is what I say about time travel. Let me get very, very deep on this. Time travel, I would, if I could go backwards in time, I'll do it for vacation, just to go for a little while someplace. But if I had to go back permanently and stay somewhere, I would never want to be in a time where you didn't have access to hot water at all times or air conditioning.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to say Daredevil season 2 on Netflix that you could binge watch.
That is not at all what I was going to say. No, no. Okay. I'm sitting, it is cooler in my house right now than it is outside, because that's how much I love air conditioning. Also, I'm trying to battle the mold that's growing on my countertop.
That sounds like a personal problem. What's going on there, buddy?
Well, you know what? The air conditioning's helping. So try living in a house without air conditioning that is wet. You will have mold.
Jake, what do you think?
I think that as much as I love Netflix, I really love Netflix. I really love Spotify. It's really hot in my apartment right now because I kind of have the air off, so it doesn't affect the podcast. And as soon as we get up, I'm putting it on like 68. And I'm going to be a much happier person. So it's going to be a big
grandpa. You seen the episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm? And like 68 is definitely an old white man temperature level.
What is your level?
I mean, I live with a Puerto 72. Rican woman. So we're 75. 75 minimum.
Oh, fuck that. That is, if it was 75 in my apartment. Like, I am boiling, and it's probably, like, a solid 70 in my apartment right now. So if it was 75, I would be naked right now. And this would be really uncomfortable for you guys on this video chat.
We'd be asking you to turn the camera up.
You need to go take a cold shower, Jake.
Okay, so now you really know how much I love AC.
Yeah.
Wow. I will run my power bill up to like $300 in the summer to keep
good it. Good man. Yes.
Like below 70.
So I'm 100% with you guys. I think like Wi-Fi, I think streaming services is a luxury, not a requirement.
Oh,
a
yes.
Privilege, a right, I think that central heating and air is.
And I know. Try going to play. Go try try going on vacation somewhere that doesn't have it and live like
people. I'll bring that up in our next next round because I want to save that. But
you know, I will say there we all live in the South. So
okay, go the other way.
Heat yeah, is
it's
more
the same way.
I think like if you go further north, a lot of those places don't have AC.
I'm thinking of central heating and air, as in you don't have to go and chop a tree down to, you know, heat your house.
That's the heat keeps you alive.
I'd be okay without heat. Just give me a couple blankets, I'll be good. Some walls and some blankets, I'll be fine. AC, no way.
All right, I need that. We're gonna research episode where we send you to Canada without heat.
Well, I live in Atlanta, so my point still stands.
I'm technically in the coldest place right now, and it's Myrtle Beach. So we're all on the same page. All right, we got to move on. Our next matchup is going to... That would be funny, though, Jake, to send you to Canada, period.
Canada, it's negative 14 degrees. And
I'm feeling great.
A couple of blankets. Not working as expected.
My Wi-Fi is frozen somehow. Not really happy about that.
But I have Dynasty Warriors 3. We're okay.
I have some birth control, too. I'm not sure what to do.
So moving on. Our next matchup is one of my favorites. GPS, which a lot of the, and we can be honest, most inventions are based on military needs, and then they become public eventually. So GPS, I'm sure, came out, who knows, but I know it kind of came available to civilians in sometime in the 1980s, versus the internet, which I'm sure was also military needed, but in 1991 the World Wide Web kind of was introduced, and then of course as we grew up in the 90s it exploded. So this is tough for me because as somebody who has the worst directions on the planet, I need GPS. Like I GPS is like my Bible, and the word internet, of course you need internet to maybe get GPS. So I'm a little torn on this. I'm probably going to have to go internet. I want to hear what you guys think.
I don't think that there is even a little bit of a debate about this. This is internet hands down. Reading a map is not that hard, honestly.
Excuse me?
It's inconvenient.
Have you done that while driving?
No, you map it out, and then you remember your turns and write down some turns, and this is easy.
Pre-MapQuest.
Pre-MapQuest, you just look at a map, and then you write it down MapQuest style.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I first started driving, I had to write down directions.
Yeah, I mean, my life has not improved that much since my phone had GPS as opposed to...
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
That's insane living in Atlanta.
All the time. Yeah, especially living in Atlanta. Are you crazy? I feel like I wouldn't
I could easily MapQuest this on the internet and be fine. The internet has changed the fucking world. I don't know how we're debating this. Yeah, the GPS good.
I'm on Team Internet. I'm on Team Internet too.
The GPS has
changed your life. GPS has had I probably open up Google Maps more than I open Facebook,
I mean, don't get me Snapchat, wrong. I used Google Instagram. Maps every day to see where the traffic is and which way I should go to work.
Oh my God.
I do that every day, but I could still get from A to B without GPS. The internet has changed the world in a way that nothing ever will, and that we have access to basically all pieces of information immediately.
No, and look, I think we're all on the same page, right?
Jake, save that for later. But seriously, you say you could survive. I could not. I would be fired from my job because they'd be like, why did you take so long to get to this meeting? I'd be like,
you know what? You say that.
Figure out how to get there.
You say that, but you know, my dad grew up as an insurance adjuster. That's what he did. And so he had to go to random houses in the middle of nowhere. Wow. And he had maps and street stuff, and he found his way all the time.
Let's talk not turn by turn navigation. Let's talk about what GPS is really for. It's for targeting locations, as in this is what the military used it for. You know, geo targeting locations, finding places on maps to literally attack. Or as I'm in the advertising world, so let's look at geo targeting, which is what it's being used for now. Mm-hmm. Finding where people live, where they're going. You know, you love Amazon so much. What do you think Amazon is their lifeblood right now? Figuring what they do, where they are, pinpointing where they're dropping their kids off at school, where their kids, which movie theater they go to in Atlanta.
Well, that hasn't really improved. That really hasn't improved my life. That's just a new way to target me. That's not an improvement. That's a
that's
an improvement.
I'm with you guys.
Yes.
So that just made me not like GPS even more. So let's just move on.
Here's the thing.
I do. I'm like not GPS. GPS. I just told you I use it every day. I just think that this
we don't have close. We don't have children. We don't have children, but GPS is the thing that's eventually going to ease our minds or scare the shit out of us when you figure out where is my kid and you, you know, Google track their phone and you find out they're at Billy's house. Your daughter is, and you're like, OK, I thought they were at, you know, their friends.
Billy's parents are out of town.
So either way, there's so many other uses for GPS other than turn by turn, which obviously is like my lifeblood right now.
I am not saying GPS is not awesome. I'm just saying we could live without GPS. The internet has changed the world in such a way that we, at this point in our lives, I don't think we could live without it.
But I think, look, I think you could live without it. But how about this? Okay, how about this? GPS, if you're like under the age of what, 18, then 25. I don't think you would be able to function because you've always had GPS. You wouldn't be able to function without it. However, with internet, we pretty much have had it since, I mean, we were in high school, you know, development age. And I think it'd be pretty tough now to go backwards. Like, if you had to eliminate one or the other, which is going to ruin the planet, you know?
No, it's definitely internet. We'll move on. It's definitely internet, but we'll move on. And I know I want to try not to really defend the loser so much, but I mean, we joked beforehand about which one of these should win overall. We kind of made bets. GPS was my winner, and I didn't see what the matchups were, but it's just because to me, it's like the most important thing in my life, and it really is. Now, I'm not saying that's the most important to everybody, but to me it was. So sure. We are moving on, though. Internet clearly moves on, but I did want to defend it as much as I could, GPS. So this is a fun one. We have virtual reality, which of course spans a ton of different variations, versus the flash drive. And the reason we went with the flash drive is because it's now, I think it's like the most, it's one of the most advanced versions of the storage disk, which of course you can go back to the giant rooms filled with data and then the flash drives and CDs, et cetera. I mean the flash floppy disks and then the CDs,
floppy disk,
tape, you know, everything else. And so the flash drive is kind of like the modern version of stick something into a computer, get a shit ton of data, take it somewhere else, fits in your pocket, versus virtual reality, which takes you to another world. So
I feel like you didn't really say that dramatically enough.
Takes you to another world. So I kind of defended GPS a lot. Jake, why don't you start us off on this one?
I didn't even want to include virtual reality on this list. Because I think it's stupid and gimmicky and it gives me headaches and I can't use it. So I think that pretty much tells you my pick here. Flash drives are incredible. I remember I got a video camera in the, I was in maybe sixth grade, and it was like $100 for 100 megabytes of storage. And now you can get a flash drive with like 10 gigabytes for like $15 at CVS.
It's insane.
But the only thing I will say, and I don't know how far the flash drive is going to go, because I think cloud storage is really the new thing. I was talking to my wife about what we were podcasting about tonight, and she, before I even told her anything, she was like, oh, you have to put the cloud on there because she uses it for fucking everything at school. Seriously, like that's where everything is. And like some cloud-based storage. Because
I don't understand the cloud.
Yeah. So pretty easy. So for this one, I just think virtual reality is gimmicky, and it's been here and then it's left and then it's come back. And it's cool. Yeah, you can go places without leaving your living room or whatever the tagline is for that advertising campaign. But I am in no way the least bit excited about virtual reality.
All right, Jones, what do you think?
I think Jake's a bitch.
Yeah, I saw that coming. You know what? I saw that coming because I remember running into you at a music festival and you told my brother to buy an Oculus Rift. And I was like, well, Jones is probably going to pick virtual reality here.
I'm so happy right now.
Yes, definitely. Because I think flash storage is nice, but like, there's just like 100 other different ways to do it that, you know, may not be quite as efficient or reliable or, you know, whatever. May not be able to. There's like a documentary out now about some kind of virus that was meant to take down America that was walking around on a flash drive a few years ago. I don't remember what it's called, but like, yeah, okay, it's important. It's big technology. We get it. However, VR is a bridge to the future. Plus, this is all simulation anyway. It's not reality. So that's that.
Are you saying we live in the Matrix?
Yes, dude.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Sorry if I'm opening your third eye here, but
wait a minute. I just pinched myself and it hurt a lot. So I'm with Jones on this. I think Jake, I totally agree with you that virtual reality failed. I mean, in my notes, you know, you got the virtual boy, and we're talking video games. It's been around since forever, but like 1960, it's technically been around. They've been trying this forever, trying to immerse you in this other world. I think they're finally figuring out how to do it. And it's just because the technology is here and it's only going to get better. I'll get into this in the next round because I think I'm going to, unless Jake, you can change my mind. I'm pushing virtual reality on, and not because I think
virtual reality even like do that is so exciting. Cause to me, it's like 3D at a movie theater. Like
do the right thing. Like there's, because it's can be used in so many different ways. And I fiddle around with it, at times for my work. And like, there are some games that sometimes it's just games, but there are some other things you can do now, like artwork. You can sculpt in 3D. Or there's a new thing that's sweeping the internet, you know, VR chat. Have you heard of that?
No, but so my problem with this is it sounds like it's just a way to keep us from leaving our houses and keep us from really.
Everything's about convenience, you know?
But and to me, that's a negative. Like you talk about, oh, you can sculpt on there, but so we're losing sculptors in real life because
I'm not saying it's great. I'm just saying it is the next thing is, they're just trying to make it tighter and tighter, you know, until it's augmented instead of virtual. And I personally
like Nintendo just came out with the cardboard thing. And I think I really think that this virtual reality thing is going to end soon, and it'll be used for things for sure. Reality? No, I don't think it's virtual reality. I'm saying I think that people are realizing that people still want to make things like with their hands.
I get it,
and we need to be. I think virtual reality is a really negative thing for society. I know it has its benefits. I talked to someone yesterday about how in the science classroom, you can do science experiments in virtual reality or something, and then there's no danger of spills or needing the eyewash centers and all that. But I think there's something to be said about actually doing something.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's completely understandable.
So, to me, virtual reality is not only a gimmick, but I think that if like its possibilities are like actually achieved and that's the way we go, I think that's a sad thing. Honestly.
All right. Well, okay. So what about in like 4 years when Disney finally releases the ultimate Star Wars lightsaber battle that you've been waiting for your whole life, and you can lightsaber battle people from around?
Honestly, I'm going to throw up because virtual reality makes me sick when I put it on my face. So I'm not going to be able to play it anyway. So maybe that's why I'm biased.
Here's my thing. I look at flash drives, and this is the matchup thing. I look at flash drives not only as like the, you know, the thumbstick or whatever. I do think of it as cloud storage. I think of whatever the newest version of being able to take your data and transferring it to somewhere else. I think it's incredible. I think that there are a lot of security risks with that kind of stuff. I think that Jake, you mentioned the cost that you can get I mentioned my computer crashing. I had to transfer 200 gigs of data onto a new computer, and it took a whole day. I mean, that's in today's standards, that's a long time. But I could literally buy like a 200 gig flash drive for $50. I mean, that's insane. If you told somebody in the 1950s that, their head would explode, or they'd call you a witch or something. So, yeah. So,
I really think virtual reality is cool. I get what you're saying, but I think you guys are really, really underestimating how important it is to be able to move large amounts of data in a very small piece of equipment. Or
I'll let you tell the machines that when you wake up from this simulation.
I'm not, Jake. This is a real tough call for me, but the reason I'm looking at the future of what virtual reality can do, and I know for us it's gaming, but what I also see is not what I see is the looking into the microverse, basically the ability to enter the human body and the genomes and everything that you're able to do that they're showing in expos. Excuse me. Sorry, didn't mean to gross you out, but the fact that you can, they're finding ways to, through virtual reality, go inside an atom and see the inner workings of that, like stuff you cannot do unless it's all around you, you know, immersing yourself. I'm moving virtual reality on, so I want to save some of this, but I do think the ability to, for somebody who maybe can afford a $200 Oculus Rift or whatever it is, but cannot afford a $3,000 trip to Italy, I think that affects more people than moving mass amounts of storage from one thing to another.
I have not been to Italy, but I have been to Italy in VR.
It's going to happen. It's going to be even greater in the next 10, 15 years. So yeah, we need to move on quickly to our last one. I think this one is probably pretty easy, even though it is two kind of, in my opinion, juggernauts. We have our last matchup with the first round, the cell phone. And so we're being a little light with this. It's kind of the portable phone, but feel free to use any version of that you want in your argument, versus search engines. So, Jake, I'm sorry you lost the last one. Would you like to start off this one, or you want one of us to?
I'm not sorry, Jake.
That's fine. I mean, I think you guys are short-sighted, but sure. If we were talking smartphones here, I think this would win the whole thing. But if we're just talking about cell phones, I still think this easily wins, because cell phones are amazing.
Okay.
The idea that, you know, just think about lives it's probably saved, of people being stranded somewhere, or people, you know, getting in a car accident and needing the police somewhere where you couldn't get to a payphone or you couldn't get to another phone. I think the cell phone... I really think it's one of the best inventions of all time. Just the ability to contact someone no matter where you are is huge for human communication, and huge for just survival, honestly. The search engine is great. I really like to Google, was Elijah Wood in Wilfred? and he was.
Rachel.
Yeah. But yeah, it's easily cell phone for me.
All right. Jones?
Cell phone. Yep. For the obvious reasons, I feel like, you know, you get why a cell phone is important.
I'm with you guys. And we mentioned that virtual reality might be one of the worst inventions of all time. And Jake, I'm not going to disagree with you. I mean, if we do one of that, I might nominate virtual reality because of the reasons you said. Search engines to me also fits in that category, because it's destroyed the library. It's destroyed reading. I mean, books, in my opinion, I haven't, you know, found the need to research something via books in,
you know, I really decade. Think, especially with like e-readers and stuff, I think books are probably at as strong a point as they have ever been, honestly. Maybe not physical books, but good books in general, but that's a separate topic, but
yeah. But I think maybe my meaning is like, for this podcast, I Googled 16 different things. When was this invented? When was this popularized? And I just got quick blurbs. I didn't really do any massive research, but the ease of access was so awesome to me. I love it. I mean, it's like GPS. Could I live without it? It'd be really fucking tough. I mean, really.
You know, I really love
to microfiche.
I really love Google. In an interview recently, they were asking me on my Excel skills, and I told them I'm very good at Googling Excel formulas. And I got the jobs.
Got the job. No, but I agree with what you said about cell phones, and we haven't even talked about like what cell phones are, you know, really used for. But the ability to contact somebody wirelessly is incredible. And Jake, we were both part of a massive tornado, you know, years ago. And I was one of the few people that, because of my carrier, was able to reach out to loved ones and tell everybody we were okay. Not to get deep with everybody, but that is an incredible thing that a cell phone was able to do where landlines and other forms of communication couldn't. So I'm with you guys. Cell phone moves on. I think this is another matchup problem because search engines, I think, is one of the greatest inventions because of, like, the internet, I think in general, the ability to gain knowledge. I mean, my sister, God bless her, she's 21, 22. I don't think she's learned anything that wasn't started with the word Google this, you know. And I don't blame her because I would, if I was her age, I'd do the same thing. I'd
be learning. Yeah, kidding me?
Yeah, I'd learn everything I could through quick access, you know, get me the information as quick as I can and hope to God it's accurate. But that's going to be it for our first round. We got to finish this now. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go through our Elite Eight. So we'll be back right after this. All right, we're back and we're down to our final eight. We'll try to move quickly on these first couple because there's a couple that are just, you know, kind of no-brainers, but maybe somebody will surprise me. So our first matchup at the Elite Eight is going to be our 16 seed ride-sharing services versus the personal computer, our 8 seed. Jake, you love Uber. I mean, you love it. Do you love it more than your personal computer?
No, not at all. No, I mean, I mostly use like tablets and stuff nowadays. I'm going to throw it around and
basically. What's a computer?
But, you know, I couldn't do my job without a computer. I don't think any of us could. Okay. So I wouldn't be able to afford my Ubers if I didn't have my computer to do my job. So team computer.
Same.
All right. Well, I thought the microwave should have been here in the first place.
So, no, those French fries, really, man.
You know, when you said French fries, that really hurt my cause because yep. They are the worst.
Plus, we can't trust you anyway because you're putting bagel bites in the microwave. Like,
exactly. Come on, man.
Grave error.
The personal computer moves on. That was pretty easy, unfortunately. Ride sharing services. I like Jones's point in the first part about how this could be like a introductory phase for driverless cars, you know, get you out of the mindset. But the problem is, like, taxis have existed. Now, I'll say this. I hate taxis.
Oh, me too.
I will take an Uber any day over a taxi. Taxis
scare the shit out of me. I pay more for an Uber.
Maybe. I do remember, I think you were with me. It was Halloween, and we were trying to Uber back home, and it was like $85 for an Uber, and I walked up to a taxi and I was like, hey, how much to get to here? And he was like, I don't know, like $25. Like, yep, we're going with you. Got in a van.
All
cab.
I know is that I, after a couple drinks, I was the man. And I was like, no, we're not driving home and we're not waiting on an Uber because the surcharge. We're going to take a taxi. It's safe. It's reliable. And we got in a taxi and I swear to God, the dude was drunk or on something. And I'm in the front seat, but my pride was at level 11 and everybody in the back was like, Ashton, you're going to get us killed and this is your fault. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, we're going to make it. We're
just
make
like
it.
Swerving.
Oh, it was awful. It was terrifying. And honestly, like, should have paid the extra $10-$15 to Uber. So taxis ever since then, I swear off of them. But unfortunately, all that goodwill is not going to beat the personal computer. So
you know what? If we were talking about the awesome car services in Slidell, Louisiana, that pick you up in a Saturn and ask you if you want road beers, I think that would win.
All right,
over the computer, but that wasn't on the list. So computers, it is.
How about this? Uber charged me $80 for their quote, like, making a mess in their car and they had pictures of like vomit all over. And this was,
I've heard that happening to other people.
I completely remember, and I was like, I don't even remember any of that. Like, I was sober, and I asked Ashley, and she said, no, we didn't do any of that. The only thing I can remember is I had a glass of water leaving a bar, and yes, there is a chance that I may have spilled that glass of water, but not vomit, not $80 worth. And so Uber is, I don't know, I might be switching to Lyft after this, but either way, we got to move on. Our next matchup is going to be between The Pill versus our contestant that needed a lot of swaying, but it did make it to the second round, In Home Video Games.
The Pill.
I was going to say, am I going to need to work on you guys again or what?
Yeah, you're lost. You
no. I dislike having a child more than I like playing Mario.
I don't want to be graphic, but you know there are other ways to not have a child, right?
Yeah,
God,
but,
that's too graphic for me.
All right, fine. Let's get into all the other health benefits of the pill if you want to
get
serious. Like, I'm pretty sure it helps with acne. It helps women that have particularly painful menstrual cycles not suffer for an entire week. There's probably other stuff, but I'm a male and I don't have to take this pill. But the big thing is that babies suck, and this prevents babies.
All right, I'll turn this on its head. I've heard from multiple women that it can create mood swings. It can create appetite problems. It can make you hungrier than normal.
Well,
I
mean, it's like any other medicine. You have to find the one that's right for you, but.
Well, exactly. I'm saying it's a drug, okay? It's
Are we really going to argue that in-home video games babies, are better than the pill?
Do you want a baby or don't you want a baby?
Here's the thing.
Ashton, gun to your head, would you pick a video game? If you had a baby, you couldn't even play video games. So
that's
there.
That's true.
This is easy.
It's a good point.
That was
a threefer. That was three
that
points.
Is not fair. Okay, we have plenty of friends who have babies, all right? And I'm sure some of them, on occasion, when their wife and kids are out of town,
once every 3 years,
have a little bit extra time, might be able to play a video game. All right, I won't. I mean, if you guys want to have the pill, move on. I can't. I mean, I've used up all my ammo to beat the fucking Wi-Fi.
So anti the pill.
I'm not anti the pill. Okay, for those listening, I'm not Catholic, so this is not like me saying, you know, contraception is the devil. It's just I think. Although the pill in its original form was game changing, I think we are now at a point in time where it's not as revolutionary as it used to be. But I'm on an island, so
the pill.
I'm counting. What are the IUDs? I'm sorry if I'm insensitive. Counting those as the pill too.
You're counting what?
Because they do the same thing.
Other contraceptive.
Oh, I agree. I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. I'm not acting like the I'm not. Doing semantics here. We're gonna move on. The pill moves on. We're gonna move on. This is Jones's baby going up against a juggernaut. This is tough.
Oh God.
We have Central Heating and Air versus the Internet.
It's tough.
Al Gore's baby versus Jones's baby. Yes. What do we got?
Tough one. It is tough.
Jake, what do you think?
You know what? When we all wrote down our picks, I wrote down the Internet. I would rather it be 68 in my apartment than have the internet.
All right.
I'm pretty sure I would just pick up a book or watch TV with commercials like a loser. then be hot in my apartment.
Okay.
So it's going to be AC for me.
All right, Jones, I'll let you go last. You talked about go to somewhere that has no AC. I went to California once. And at San Diego, and houses there, a lot of them don't have AC, and they just have like walls that open up to the crisp air, and they act like that's enough. It's not enough. I still sweated my balls off in this house, which was beautiful on a mountaintop, and I was miserable. And the whole time I was like, how do people live like this? That giant fan is not enough. I need central heating and air. I need the AC. I need it at 70 if I'm... You know, I'm my wallet's tight. I need it on 72. That said, the internet, it's the window to the world. What am I going to do without it? I I'm a video game guy. I disagree with you, Jake. I think video games only improved in my eyes when internet was introduced.
The pill, bro.
Yeah, the pill was improved when the internet was introduced. I think my intelligence level has only increased because of the internet. I think without it, I wouldn't be here today, honestly. So I think I would be in the very uncomfortable dystopian future where if I was on Lost, what would I be more upset about is the inability to know what's happening around the world rather than finding a way to cool myself off. So I'm going to say the internet. So Jones, that means you are a tiebreaker. Who do you want to
sway? I think that's a pretty specific instance there. You're talking about a handful of people stranded on an island by accident. I think if you...
According to J.J. Abrams, not accident, but that's fine.
Yeah, valid. But I think if you ask the rest of the world what was more important, like if we took away one or the other, I think we could adjust to no internet and build something new, you know, have a new idea. But taking away heating and air, man, I don't think the world is down for that one. I'm going heating and air.
Yay. Not that I have to, but Ashton, just remember your life in like 96 or something before you probably had internet at your house.
Mm-hmm. It was better. Life was better.
Before you were going to the grocery store and picking up the free trial of the new AOL. You were doing all right. You were playing your video games, you were watching your Saturday morning cartoons, and you were fine because you were cool in your house.
You know what,
but I don't have to argue anymore anyway because
no, you don't, but you're that's a good point. You know, the internet, unfortunately, we talk about worst inventions again. This is one of the internet might be the worst invention of all time and the best invention. I mean, the truth is
I can't believe we're putting heating and air over the internet, but it is what I want.
The fact that the internet closes us off. It does increase maybe our reach to the world, but it also closes us off to the world. It's hard to say for me. I get what you're saying. So did we survive before it? Yes, for a long time. We did survive a long time without central heating and air as well. But
the life expectancy before heating and air was like 12.
Don't
quote me on that.
86% of stats are made up. But here's a real quick question. If you were in a zombie apocalypse like The Walking Dead or something, what do you think they're more pissed off about? The fact that, other than the mindless zombies trying to eat their brains, do you think they're more pissed off that they're hot or cold, or the fact that they don't know what the fuck's happening in the world?
Do your ultimatums only exist in fictional
apocalyptic scenarios?
Yes. My entire life exists in fictional apocalyptic
scenarios. So here's the thing. What are you talking about? If there was a zombie apocalypse, I don't think there's going to be a lot of people on Reddit being like, yo, Topeka, Kansas here. There's like four zombies outside. No, I think that the internet would pretty much be...
there'd be so many memes.
Yeah. So I'm still picking AC here.
Here's the truth.
Look how dumb this fucking zombie is.
I think the internet peaked in the early 2000s, and we have just degenerated into just stupidity since then. So I'm with you guys. I think central heating and air is only getting better. I think the internet is getting a little worse. So
look at the zombie cat video.
I put a piece of bread over the zombie's head. How hilarious. Retweet. All right. So central heating and air moves on, which means that our final matchup of the Elite Eight is going to be virtual reality versus a cell phone. All right. I'll go first. I haven't gone first in a while. The cell phone is incredible. Virtual reality is...
4 score and 7 years ago.
Trying to catch my breath here after that zombie apocalypse I just ran through. Virtual reality, I do believe, is the future of technology. I think TVs will not exist anymore. I think computers will not exist anymore.
I'm going to pump
I mean it. I think if you ever watch, what is it, Fahrenheit 9/11 or whatever it is, like their whole rooms are filled with walls of TVs that create whatever it is. Thank you very much for correcting me, because I debated in my head and I chose wrong. My point is, in that book, Their rooms are filled with large screen TVs that create an immersive experience that I believe we're going to get to. Now, yes, does that mean that people are going to be more closed off? 100%. Does it mean that people that can't get out can get out? Yes. So does the cell phone, which could also be on the list of worst inventions of all time, because how many zombies do you see walking around literally staring down at their phones as they walk into telephone poles?
You gotta stop talking about zombies or I have to go.
I thought this was top 10 zombie
inventions for the zombie apocalypse. Right.
Well, all right. Let's be honest. Zombies were created because of corporate America and malls or whatever. I don't know.
They were bound to come up at some point.
Exactly. So my point is these both are not great inventions for like the progression of humanity. Mm-hmm. I think they're both convenience things. I think virtual reality has so many applications it can have in the future. Sadly, the cell phone's going to win this, I'm sure, because it just is our life. We cannot go 10 seconds without looking at it. Is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? I don't know. I think it's probably a bad thing in the long run. I look at my cousins at a Christmas table when we're all supposed to be talking about what we're thankful for, and all 10 of those little fuckers are looking down at their phone, and I want to slap them. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so, I don't think it's not about if it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just, it is the thing. Like, cell phones are happening, whereas virtual reality is struggling, you know? It's just, whether or not it happens, virtual reality, you know, it just hasn't happened yet, so.
You keep saying cell phone is the worst invention. Smartphones are, first of all, amazing. They're, with anything, there's going to be negative effects where, yeah, people... You know, what we're saying about kids on their phones, that parents were saying that about us with our video games. Their parents were saying that about them with their TVs.
They're just going to be smarter. They'll be smarter and faster, like everything.
That's just the way.
Do you think that people are smarter now than they were 10 years ago?
I think they have access to more information. And just because I make a strong point to not criticize younger generations for what they entertain themselves with. You know, I'm not the type that is fearful for our future. I think every older generation has said something similar just because something new came out that entertained them. I think kids are still communicating, just not maybe the way that we expect them to. But
I don't think the communication thing is a problem.
I think where we're saying like the cell phone is the worst invention, I don't think that's necessarily true. I don't think it's any worse than anything else on this list. I think cell phone is one of the greatest inventions of all time, and the things that we talked about earlier where, you know, like the tornado incident, we were able to contact family members to say, hey, I'm alive. You know, that is a great thing. You're able to find your work just by Googling something on your phone real quick, you know?
Tell me this, Jake. Do you think that the TV or the cell phone is a better invention? And I mean like the when the TV originally came out, like what it was meant for.
Like black and white?
Yeah, well, the fact that you have five channels to work with, that's where you got your news, that's where the family came together, you figured out what was going on in the world. Or do you think a cell phone, which now is used as an internet device to find knowledge that is not important, and I totally agree that you can find anything you want, but when you say, I'm one of those people that fears for the future, because I mean look at the polls, how many people know who our vice president is right now? And that's because we have people using the stick of knowledge, which is your phone, to find garbage. Whereas in the past, it was you sat with your family, you watch TV, you watch the news, you figure out what everybody else is learning at the same time, at the same time, instead of wasting your time.
What does this have to do with this matchup?
What does the cell phone have to do? You're talking about it being.
You're talking about smartphones. I'm talking about the invention of the cell phone and the communication that it allows at any place, anywhere, at any time when you might need it. You know, you can.
Okay.
You get lost somewhere. You can Google on your phone and find somewhere. You are in an accident. You can call someone. What does that have? That doesn't have anything to do with sitting in front of the TV. And I'm gonna still say cell phone is a better invention than the TV.
Okay. That's fine.
I mean, the TV is made
gotta,
for.
You got to think back to the days of the brick.
I can get news on the radio.
I know you had a brick. You had
the Nextel.
You had the Nextel.
That goddamn Nextel, which I could literally kill somebody with.
Yeah.
If you go back to the old Nokias, you can murder the entire world by throwing that at them. That thing's unbreakable.
Yeah.
You can run over it a million times and still play Snake 2.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Jake.
We'll never know.
The cell phone's going to move on. I'm with you guys. I just don't want the idea of like the cell phone, and we said that the smartphone is included in that, is going to be the reason that our future is fine. You, Jake, are under the opinion that we're not in trouble. I believe we are, and maybe that's a topic for another day, but we'll move on. Virtual reality.
You need a bracket episode that's just like worst things to expect in the next 40 years.
I mean, there's a ton, and I feel like the old man on the porch, but there is stuff that I'm like, guys, I have a younger brother.
You're living in a treacherous time.
Jake, you have a younger brother. Jones, you have a younger brother as well. I think he's closer in age than our siblings are to us. But when I hear them talk about like worldly things, and I'm not even that smart. That's what's depressing. I'm like, wow, you really need to take your face off your phone. And that's why I say the cell phone in its, the idea of a mobile phone, yes, is amazing. But the idea of the smartphone might be not the best invention. But we'll move on from that. I'm literally using my
smartphone for this. You know what? If we didn't have smartphones, nobody would listen to podcasts. So.
I agree. That's what's crazy. Oh, man, I use a smartphone.
That's a valid argument. Very valid argument.
Trust me. I use a smartphone like 90% of my day. I'm just saying, is it something that we couldn't live without? But we're going to move on to our final four. And trust me, like I said, I don't want to bring the whole pod down. I appreciate your reasonings, and I agree with them. Like, I'm not going to say virtual reality is better than a cell phone. I'm just trying to bring up the point. But we're going to move on to our final four. Our first matchup is going to be, and I want to see, you guys have answered quickly on this in the last few rounds. Let's see if it's so quick this time. We have the personal computer versus the pill. Oh, a little slower this time. All right, we're thinking. Makes me feel a little better.
It's the computer, man.
You know my answer. I'm going the personal computer because I think the world can live without the pill. A little more self-restraint might help.
It's the computer,
man.
I can use the computer to Google other ways to not get pregnant. I guess
that's so true.
I don't know though. Are we talking about the internet or the personal computer?
I'm talking about the personal computer.
The internet,
everything it can do.
All right, but your example was the internet. I think I'm swaying pill on this.
Why?
Because,
you know,
I think if you strip away a lot of what humanity is, you get right down to it. It's all about, you know, survival, making sure we don't blow each other up, and it's about making babies. It's about making more babies. And making sure humans continue, right? Like, at some point, that's what it's all about. So the ability to have control over how that works is pretty important, I think. Even to the point of, like, trying to control population, which we are desperately trying to do right now. So
I'm going to say I'm still sticking with the computer, and it's because I'm pretty sure I was a birth control baby.
That's a very compelling argument,
but I'm pretty sure.
You know what, let's phone in your mom. Let's find out. Let's bring her in. Let's have her as an guest.
Okay, she confirmed. Yeah.
Oh, the phone was busy. Uh-oh. All right, I unfortunately, Jones, your reasoning is not enough to sway my vote, so I'm sticking with the personal computer.
You bitch.
And it moves on to the finals. So our second matchup is going to be between the highly contested cell phone versus the great. This is the first guest write-in that has made it past the first round, honestly. But it's great. All right, so the cell phone versus central heating and air. This could be the finals. I mean, come on, guys.
You know what? I'll use my landline in my apartment at 68 degrees and I'm good. AC for me.
All Jones, what do you think?
I mean, I would say like at least 60% of the time I'm using my cell phone, I'm not in air conditioning. So I'm going to say air conditioning and heating.
Okay. Shit, this is tough. All right. Well, I've argued against both of these.
Like an idiot.
Well, all right. Here's my reasoning. Let's say
Just give in.
I argued against the cell phone because I didn't like the internet part. Let's say I just go cell phone for the mobility part. You know, being able to call somebody from a car, the ability to walk around your house, which if anybody's ever met me, I
talk. Ashton, that was literally all of the things I just said to you in the last.
Listen, we're in a new bracket. You gotta hit refresh, Jake. We're in a new bracket.
Yeah, I'm not rewinding.
It's time for arguments. I get it.
Don't forget about those damn kids on their damn phones.
I'm thinking about those damn kids who won't get out of the house because it feels too good. All right, inside. All right, it's too comfortable. Get them outside. Get them playing ball. Get them hot.
Would you want to make this podcast out in the heat or without a cell phone?
Ashton, would you rather the kids be on their phones in the comfortable air conditioning of their house or on your lawn outside?
I don't want any kids near me ever. Can I just admit that? Can I go back and say the pill is just the greatest thing?
The pill. I'm telling you. Come on.
All right, I'll make this quick. I'm going with the cell phone because I think the original version of what the cell phone, what it has created in just life, is better than what I think we can survive without central heating and air. We say that as people who live in North America. Maybe people who live a little closer to the equator or the Arctic zone might disagree with us, but all right, whatever, we're biased. I need a cell phone to be able to call my parents while I'm driving and tell them I'm okay. So... the cell phone moves on.
I don't care.
No, it does not.
Why not?
We're both central heating and air.
Oh, we both picked AC.
I'm sorry. I thought you picked the cell phone, so I'm by myself.
No, I just thought you were being a little unfair.
No. Excuse me. Thank you for correcting me. So yeah. I thought I was the tiebreaker on that. I was not.
Nope. You had to sway us.
All right. Well, whew.
And you did not do it successfully.
No, I was ill prepared for that, and I won't. I'm gonna admit it is burning up in here, so I'm gonna go turn the AC down. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back after this for our finals, which is between the personal computer and central heating and air. We'll see who wins. We'll be back right after this. All right, we are back with our finals. Thank you for sticking around. This has been a tightly contested bracket. Did not go exactly the way I thought. In fact, my pick went out in the first round. So we have our finals, which is between our 8 seed, the personal computer, versus our number 2 seed and our guest nomination, central heating and air. And I totally fucked up the last matchup because I thought I was a tiebreaker and I did not do a good enough job of swaying. I don't know if I could have, because you guys love, you know, being comfortable in your house. So let's see if that withstands in our finals. We've got central heating and air versus the personal computer. So Jake, why don't you go first? I think I'm gonna see if we can let our guests go last.
I'm going first. You know what, give me a set of encyclopedias, give me an abacus, and give me my AC.
Okay. Oh man. All right. So you're going with comfort.
Yep.
God damn it. We talked earlier about like where would you want to be doing your podcast, in comfort or not? And Jones, we've lived in Florida for I think the majority of our lives, and after hurricanes, when you lose power, it is the worst.
It is the worst.
It is the worst.
Maybe that's why I feel this way about air conditioning. I think that's why, because I've lived weeks at a time in the dead heat of summer in Florida without any air conditioning, and that is brutal, man.
Yeah.
I think our listeners in Nebraska are like, what are these guys talking about? Like,
what the fuck is air conditioned?
I gotta talk to my dad about this.
Here's the truth, though.
Sounds great.
I will play tennis in 102 degree weather, and I mean it's hot, and all I could want is AC. But even getting an AC is not enough. So I'll jump in a pool. That'll make me feel good. If I can't get on a computer, a personal computer, and we talked about no internet. All right, fine, no internet. A personal computer at this point is a calculator. It's Excel. It's a Word document to write a script so I can sound semi-intelligent when talking to the listeners. The personal computer is everything to me. I mean, I need the ability to compile my data that is running around my head into something that's semi-competent. So as much as I love being comfortable in my own house, and as much as I fucking hate that commercial where the little girl says, "What's a computer?" and I want to punch her in the face, I need a computer. I need a personal computer. And although Ashton, I think,
what if it was 93 degrees in your apartment and you had the choice of a computer or writing your script with a pencil and paper? What would you pick?
It's a good point. It's a good point.
You got me by the emotions.
I've literally, and Ashley can attest to this, when I moved to Asheville, I forgot to set up the power. So it was dark, first off, and it was hot, and we had no running water. But
you needed power for running water?
No, I didn't have anything. I just fucked up on. I didn't set up any utilities.
Okay. So you were just
my point. Got it. I was just stupid. Oh yeah, level yeah, as bad as it gets. But the point is, I had my phone, which gave me a hotspot, which gave me Wi-Fi, which meant my computer could run. Now, yes, I needed all that other stuff to make my personal computer run, but I had it, so I could research stuff. I could call. You know, I could.
Wait, how did you use a computer without power?
I had a laptop. I had power on. I bet.
So you had about an hour. Of computing.
Greatest hour of my life.
Okay.
My point is, I'm going back to the Lost thing. I watched that show going, God, man, how much would their lives be better if they just had a computer for an hour?
They did have a computer. They typed.
They did. They had to put numbers in.
Yeah, what were those numbers? I guarantee
4, 8, 15, 16, 16, 16, 32, 23.
They had a computer, man.
I know that was an old computer. That was before our time. But my point is, I think they found a way to survive. People have always found a way to survive without AC. I think the computer cannot be taken away. I think our civilization would literally collapse without it. I think if all of a sudden a nuclear bomb went out that somehow only targeted our AC units, I think it would suck. But
how the zombie apocalypse starts, by the way.
Well, yeah, we're back to that. So I think it would suck, and the luxury of having cool air in our house would be gone for a while. But if we didn't have a computer, Jake, do you realize how miserable your life would be without a personal computer?
You know what? They did it up until 20 years ago. They were kind of doing that.
I feel like how old are you? Important question.
30 years ago, maybe. So.
Yeah, how old are you? You're not even 30 yet. You have not lived in an era without a personal computer.
I've lived in an era where I didn't have a computer in my home.
I think we all tasted.
I mean, I was very young, but I've lived in a time where there wasn't a computer in my home.
Yeah,
but I had a Super Nintendo before.
And you know what? My life was pretty comfortable because I had AC and I had parents.
Jones, this is why we bring you in. You're the tiebreaker. I need reasoning. Tell Jake why he's wronged.
I'm having a tough time doing that. Here's the thing. Here's the thing that I know that anyone who's not me would just say personal computer. I feel like Jake and I are most definitely in a minority here. But it's me who's saying it. It's not anyone else. And personally,
Jones, think about the children.
The children. That's why I'm talking about the pill, man. The pill should be up here alongside central heating and air.
If it was up to Jones, it would be the pill versus heating and air. So this would be a much harder discussion for him.
Just saying, would I rather have air conditioning or not a child?
Wow. Okay. That's an easy answer, but we have a personal computer versus air conditioning.
What's more important? Personal computer is more important. What's more important to me? Central heating and air. But I guess this is for the greater good.
No, be selfish. Be selfish.
I think it's personal computer, but I disagree personally. I would say central heating and air, but I think it has to go to personal computer.
All right, final answer. Jake, you got anything left in the tank that can possibly sway Jones?
No, there's no way I'm swaying Jones. He was the only he was with me the whole way.
I was.
I will say you did pick the pill over the personal computer, so you didn't think it was better than the pill. So I'm guessing you would pick the pill over AC as well.
I would pick the pill over AC.
I got nothing then, man.
I would pick the pill over the pill. Like, the only pill.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Great job, guys. Honestly, that was so much fun. We joked earlier about, you know, how much debate will we have, and this has been some of the greatest debate we've had yet. So it's just a testament to the fact that we will argue about anything. So that's another
bracket. I want to know. So you picked GPS.
I did.
I picked the internet. What did you pick, okay, Jones? What did you write down? You wrote down the pill?
Hit the pill.
Wow. All right. So that was who we at the beginning wrote down, who we thought would make it all the way. We didn't want to, you know, sway votes or tell people which way we were leaning. Again, my pick, it was completely selfish and it got knocked out in the first round. Jake, you didn't make it out of the second round, and Jones, you didn't make it to the final. So that's the way it goes. And so
What did the internet lose to? Oh, AC. Okay. I feel okay.
One of the greatest things ever. So with that, we are done with another bracket. A major congrats to our top invention, which is the personal computer. It you can say it's chalk. I could say like 8 of these could have been a real top seed. I mean, this is too much fun. But as the great Elon Musk would want us to do, we have to look ahead to our future. So Jake, what are we doing next?
What are we doing next? So, as you know, if you've listened before, we use this wonderful app on our cell phone. Great invention. The app is called Choose because I can't choose for myself. So I'm going to click that and probably have to watch an ad. Yep, here's the ad. Give me about 3 seconds and then I'll be able to tell us the
ad. Can that be our ad, like our sponsor that we haven't sold out for yet?
It was for TurboTax. So file your taxes. You got a couple with months. Yeah.
Well, my tax return hit today. I'm very happy person.
I haven't done mine yet. I need to.
Hey, February.
I know. All right. Choose for me chooses. Who would win in a fight? Superheroes. So,
I've been waiting for something like this.
We've had a lot of fights recently, but this is right up our alley. So, not sure how we're going to narrow this one down. We might need to split up Marvel and DC, maybe. Or we might mix them. But we'll see what we choose, and that'll be a fun one because we're super nerds. So,
We are the epitome of nerds. And I just want to know, out of our guests, who's going to, you know, bribe us the most to be our guest host. I mean, this could be one of our best. Anyway, that's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you for everybody for checking out this week's episode. I'd like to thank Jones, especially for joining us this week and helping us out on our first technology based episode. So thank you very much, Jones.
My pleasure.
Yes, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Please be on the lookout for our next episode, where again we'll be debating who would win a fight, superheroes. That's going to be just excellent. Until then, Jake, where can they find us?
They can find us wherever podcasts are. So we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, Google Play. I think that might be it for right now. But if there's somewhere else you find your podcast and you want us to be there, let us know and we'll put it there. Yeah, and then, you know, please subscribe wherever and leave us a review. It really helps.
Yeah, some reason, subscriptions, reviews, they're like gold. And we hate to beg for them, but honestly, if you leave it, we can't tell you how much we appreciate them enough. So Please follow us on Twitter. We're at Bracket Buddies on Twitter. And if you have topics like top inventions or who would win in a fight between superheroes or anything else random, I mean, Jake's still holding out hope that we'll do top soups one day.
One day it's going to choose it for me.
One day it's going to happen. So if you have an idea like that, you know, send us via Twitter or you can email us at bracketbuddies@gmail.com. But most of all, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for telling your friends. And we will see you next week. Until then, have a great week.
Later. Bye.